This is Celia Hirschman with On the Beat for KCRW. The ratings organization Nielsen lists MySpace as the number one social networking site in America. The site also ranks high in repeated viewings. More than 67% of all the visitors to MySpace in March returned in April. Not only that, compared to some of the other popular sites on the web, MySpace boasts a phenomenal retention time, with members logging well over an hour of use each time. Created in the fall of 2003, MySpace quickly grew into the place for folks to build and maintain homepages with a distinctly personalized feel, using blogs, artwork, music, video, and photos to express their interests. Social networking on the web has become a replacement for real-life social interaction. MySpace works particularly well for the young and disenfranchised who might feel alienated in the traditional social world but can feel like the most popular kid on the block online. Now, with over 70 million members, MySpace is the ultimate playground for young people to connect and hear new music. According to the internet watchdog company Jupiter Research, 48% of all music discovery occurs between friends. It used to be you got your best sourcing for new music from mates at school or a trusted DJ. But today's rock and roll citizens are just as likely to hear about Art Brut, Band of Horses, or the latest Calexico CD from their buddies on MySpace. With only a few songs getting airplay on most radio stations, bands search for cost-effective ways to connect to their audience, and a personalized MySpace homepage provides the ideal vehicle. The site has become a virtual database for fans and potential fans. By building a direct relationship with their audience, bands cement long-term loyalty. Amanda Palmer of Dresden Dolls journals regularly to her fans on their MySpace blog, giving readers a first-hand look at her life on and off the road. Many bands post videos while on tour, and some even offer inside deals to MySpace readers. In fact, some bands have actually sought to use their new relationships on MySpace in productive ways. Maybe a touring band needs a couch to crash on, or a bass amp for an upcoming gig, or a good place to get a home-cooked meal. One post on the MySpace page and the offers start rolling in. A fan in Des Moines, Iowa, can suddenly become the band's best friend overnight. Nothing says relationship better than delivering something of value to someone in need. Some bands have actually made a game out of it, asking bands to bring odd, rare items to shows just to see what might come in. But it doesn't really matter. As long as the fans and the bands are feeling good about the interaction, the economics of this micro-universe will continue to flourish. And more importantly, the music will continue to play on. This is Celia Hirschman with On the Beat for KCRW.